Ahoy, this is your host, Mr. Richard Avery, here in my wonderful, I guess I want to call this the dark room because there's no lights. I want to welcome a long time, I guess I would say I'm a fan because I've seen your work for a long time.
All right.
The wonderful Joshua Darling.
Hey, man.
Welcome to the Julie Land universe.
Thank you so much, Richard Avery.
Yeah, exactly. And don't mind the hot tub and the
I won't. I'm going to shoo off all the women in champagne.
Exactly.
I
told all the girls all to leave. Like, go away. This is business.
Oh, they're waving now.
Exactly. Exactly. So I have to admit, a couple things. I didn't want to say it when you walked in, but okay. First of all, I have watched your work since the beginning.
All right.
When you came on the scene. I'm a little noisy because nosy, I should say, because I like to look at photographers and see what they're doing these days. I've been shooting a long time.
Yeah.
And so I kind of just like keep an eye on see where everybody's going from and what they're doing and to see the progress.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, my good friend Sherry Roberts from I Heart Girls.
Amazing.
I've been mentoring her and you should see like how she's come along. It's just amazing. Now she has her shit down.
You have your finger on the pulse of what's going on.
Yeah, I just try to keep an eye out there and see who I can steal from, basically.
Sure.
I'm obvious.
That's way to go.
So let's start at the beginning. Where are you from and how did you get here?
When people ask me that question, I say, how much time do you have? I'll give you, I'll try the most condensed version.
The short version.
The short version is I am a true gypsy. Everyone says that, but I really am.
Okay.
My dad was a British sailor, tap dancer out of World War II, entertaining Allied forces.
Wow.
Dirt poor, never went to school a day in his life, spoke six languages but couldn't read or write. Met my mother, who is a Filipino from a very affluent, wealthy family. Opposites attract.
Right.
It was the bohemian days.
Right.
And they decided to lead a bohemian lifestyle, meaning I was raised in a series of sailboats that we built ourselves and sailed around the world.
Wow.
So my dad's British, my mom's Filipino. I was raised in 50 countries.
You can't really settle down ever.
So I really, really can't. When people ask, where are you from? I'm a true gypsy.
Yeah.
I've spent ample time in New York. It forged who I was as a person, as an
adult.
Yeah.
Okay.
I came up doing downtown theater in New York, which is tiny rooms with nothing, making stories out of nothing. So it's forged my aesthetic, forged what I love. It forged everything.
A drinking problem.
And a lot of booze.
Yeah. Because I know that area. I know New York all too well. So, and then how did you get from all of that?
Yeah.
To a camera.
My mom's father was a Los Angeles person. His name was George Hodel. He had some notoriety in the 40s and 50s as the accused murderer of the Black Dahlia.
Okay.
He lived in the house on Franklin Street by Frank Lloyd Wright Jr. There's books about him and movies about him. He's an art patron.
He was
a very larger-than-life figure. Whether or not he killed the Black Dahlia, we don't know.
We don't know.
But what he was an art patron. He was best friends with Man Ray, the great American artist.
Mm-hmm.
I inherited some of Man Ray's photo gear.
Wow.
And my grandfather was a frustrated artist, so he ushered all his kids and grandkids to have some artistic ability. So he bought me a camera, and he said, here, tinker with this. And in my whole family, it was around. People were like, they were okay. So we always had some basic ability to see, to look at things.
Right.
I've worked in the theater for over 25 years as a director and as an actor and a producer. And about 12, 13 years ago, I would do, photos of the plays to promote them.
Right. Like you're just shooting the scenes going on.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
And then my actor friends backstage, just like day in the life of putting their makeup, parties. And this is still film, and people are like, "Hey, you've got something. You've got an eye, and you can make a living doing this." And I thought they were joking because I just did it for kicks.
Right.
But I was living in New York, and New York living is difficult.
Right.
As any great big city.
Very difficult.
And
extremely difficult.
I started shooting actors.
Okay.
For years.
Headshots and things.
Headshots, plays and stuff like that. Almost at the same time. One of my dearest friends was one of the first, what we call webmasters, of the beginning of the adult industry on the internet.
Right.
You think of like FemJoy, Abby Winter's Met Art.
Right.
He was part of the team that built all those, which were once mega sites.
Right.
You know, things have changed now.
A lot.
And he's like, hey, you should, this industry is built around personalities like you. The ability
you should
to
shoot girls kind
shoot
of?
Shoot girls, talk to them, get them to be responsive and free. And so those things happened pretty early on at the same time.
Right.
And I started basically traveling the country doing content, being a for-hire content shooter. And as I was doing that, I kind of forged my own aesthetic.
Oh, okay.
Basically taught myself. I went back to art school later on, but that didn't really do much for me. Yeah.
Just cost money.
It just cost a lot of money that I didn't have.
I
know.
It's like, I used to do lectures at the Art Center in Pasadena, and I'd always tell these kids after that, I'd always meet them in their senior year.
Right.
And I would always say to them, well, now that you spent all that money to go off to be an assistant, yeah. Good luck.
Good luck, right?
What do you mean? I'm going to go shoot for Vogue. Not going to happen.
No.
Not going to happen. You're going to be an assistant for 10 years. I'm like,
no, I'll meet those very same kids. I'll go to like camera rental stores, yeah. Camera rental houses, and they're there with their degrees.
Yep.
Fuming at you renting gear because you're at least you're doing something,
right?
You know,
but yeah. It's like, yeah, Mo's like that. He went to art school in Seattle and he got a degree in photography.
Yeah,
and I'm very, you know, did really well, but it's like, well, how did that help you with what you're doing today? Not exactly. A whole lot,
yeah,
you know, not a whole lot,
yeah.
So, my questions, a couple basic questions I do have to ask.
Go ahead.
So, I want to start with, what do you think, what was like, because I always say, I know the answers to these questions for myself,
but yeah.
What do you think, what was the thing that really inspired you, got you into photography, besides getting the camera?
Sure.
Was there images or a photographer you just started saying, like, that's really cool. Did you see the movie Eyes of Laura Mars and thought, I want to be her?
some of the answers are the standard answers a lot will answer, and some are out of the box. I wasn't so much inspired by photographers as I was more by film, and Kubrick and Besson and people like that. Obviously, Avedon and those names will always be big to anyone working in our field.
Yeah.
But for me, it was really working in the theater, which seems like an odd answer, but I worked so long in the theater making something from nothing, making live, raw, passionate experiences in real time. So my influence really is theater, and the way it translates, and maybe you can relate to this, is that I believe in simplicity, but also extreme truth in an intense moment that's actually really happening.
Right.
So
honesty.
I don't need massive production value, but I'll take it if someone pays for it.
Yeah.
But I'm more interested in the subject, you know, the human being having a real experience, which sometimes may or may not happen to have a naked girl in it.
Yeah.
But the nakedness is secondary, you know?
I don't even notice. Half the time, I don't. I don't even notice.
Yeah.
Is there any photographers that you like? Not these days, but like people that inspire you? Besides me.
I really love George Pitt, and I love yourself. I do.
I'm just kidding.
No, I'm being utterly serious. I'll like Sovereign, you know, yeah. Like she and I will sometimes make likenesses of photographers, how there may be a relationship.
Right.
Like, So for younger photographers who they might be related to who are a little bit older. So I look at you and like you've forged your own unique brand. Not that you and I have anything in common stylistically, but I like the spirit of what you're doing. That is, the subjects in your photos are present, alive, and really truly experiencing something.
You have to understand, it's most of them are all wasted.
And they're all wasted.
Yeah. There was a couple of years there, I don't think I did one shoot sober.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, they're all crazy. Well, I won't deny it. We just had too much fun, basically.
There's an art photographer who was a little bit my mentor in New York City by the name of George Pitts.
I know George.
He helped me a lot.
Yeah,
we had a studio together for a couple years. He mentored Ellen Stagg. I spent a lot of time with him. I love George. He's big.
There's that New York photographer thing that I always laugh at.
And
many years ago, I used to shoot for a lot of magazines.
Yeah.
And I had this great, one of my best friends, photo editor, said it best to me about the difference between photography in New York and the photography in LA. And I still believe it to this day. She was right.
Yeah. That
in photography in New York, it's looked at as an art form.
Yes.
You know, you're an artist, you're a photographer.
Right.
I take pictures. I do this beautiful picture of a girl naked by a window, and it's like this art piece, and I can frame it, and I'm art. And she said, but in LA, she goes, photography is a tool.
Interesting. I like that.
And she said, because photography here is used to sell movies, television, music. It's just used to, it's a tool to sell something else.
Yeah.
And so that's why there's not that many, you know, photo galleries here and so on and so forth. The photographers aren't the cool, hip photographers that you are in New York.
Right.
So for years, for like 10 years, she used to call me Tool. So, hey, Tool, what's going on? I'm like, really?
Really?
Like, in front of the client. Thanks a lot, you know. But I believe it to this day. I think photography in New York, there's a different mentality because you are, it's artist and everything.
Yeah.
And I used to go there a lot, and a lot of photographers would be like, I'm an artist. I'm a photographer. And they just take it a little too seriously.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
You know, like once, at least I believe this, yeah. Once you buy into that or think what you're doing is important or precious, then it loses its vitality. It loses anything yeah. alive and cool and real.
Well, I just hate any photographer. I've had this issue for years that takes themselves too seriously. Yeah. It's like, really, shut the fuck up. You're right. Taking pictures.
Right.
Just shut up.
Right.
Like, and I admit, I always say, like, you know, I tell my girls when I shoot, you ask any one of them.
Right.
I ain't doing anything special. I just tell them have a good time, and my job is to capture it. And if right. I don't, it's my fault, not theirs.
Yeah.
And I'm just there to have a good time. All of Julie Land is all about having an experience. I'm having the most fun of anybody, and I'm just capturing it to share it with everybody.
Right.
That's it.
All you can do is give them your personal experience, because there's so many freaking photographers. Like, are you going to try to compete?
Yeah, you
can't.
That's
ridiculous.
I know. And it's weird when, you notice how, like, I always say photographers are always really very insecure.
Yeah.
And either overcompensate, undercompensate that.
Yeah.
Some guys try too hard. Some guys don't try hard enough. You know, that kind of thing. My heroes of photographers when I was growing up was Avedon, Irving Penn, and David Bailey. And I always sell classics, and their work lasts
forever. Yeah, timeless.
But you look at people I didn't like was like David LaChapelle. I just thought it was all a gimmick. And it was
flash
all
in the pan.
Yeah.
But you look at his work now, and it's frankly,
I haven't seen it lately.
It looks dated.
Does it?
I mean, his work in general seems dated. You go, oh, it's...
The 80s, the 90s. The 80s, yeah.
That's some 80s.
Yeah, I'm never... I don't know. There's a lot of... I mean... The newer photographers I like, which I always tell people, like, I like Peter Lindbergh a lot.
Yeah.
And I like Patrick Demarchier. And again, if you look at their work, it's a lot like Avedon and Penn and Bailey, where it's like this very simple thing.
Yeah.
The simpler, the better. I mean, I just tell people, tricks are for kids.
Yeah.
You know, no bells and whistles.
I mean, if one was getting precious, like, if you want your work to stand the test of time, not being something arty, but rather something universally true, whether someone's having a laugh, getting drunk, having an orgasm, being sincere, whatever it is, those are true and real things.
Exactly.
As opposed to a gimmicky aesthetic that will go away.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. Yeah. I always tell, I look at my photos from the 80s and boy, was I fucked up. I tried too hard. So you didn't go to school for photography or anything like that?
I went to school for art.
Just art though?
Yeah, in general. I went to art school and I quit.
Okay, and did you were shooting film when you started.
Yeah.
Did you have any experience in do darkroom stuff or
anything? I did a little bit.
Did you like it?
I did not.
Do you miss film at all?
No.
Good. I don't either.
I don't.
People ask me all the time, do you miss film?
The easy answer, I mean, the cool answer would be say yes, because that's cool.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Not now.
It's like film, whatever.
Right. I'm an exponentially better photographer because I shoot every single day, and the way I'm able to shoot every single day is not by not shooting on film.
Right.
I have the opportunity to shoot every freaking day and see my results then and there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right.
Yeah.
What kind of camera are you using these days?
Canon 5D Mark III.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a beautiful girlfriend.
I do have an amazing girlfriend.
And drop her name.
I'm gonna brag. Hey, baby.
Exactly.
Her name's Shayla Wren. Okay. She's a penthouse model and an art model and a brilliant, cool, charismatic.
Is she nice? Because I've heard horrible things.
Oh, have you? Baby, you gotta come over here right now. She's my equal.
Yeah.
She's my equal. We have a very similar way of seeing and making stuff. She can be a ball buster. She's really strong. That's what you want, though. Yeah.
You need that.
You bet.
So my question to you is this. How often do you say, hey, honey, you want to get naked and take some pictures?
Every day.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Because when I have girlfriends that are like that, I never want to take their picture. I'm always like, whatever. I can get you anytime. I'm going to go shoot someone else.
I don't know. I've had girlfriends, too, who are models in the past
who I
haven't been that way with.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, we're just in the zone right now.
Okay.
We're trying to forge a new brand that is sort of art erotica geared specifically towards like hotel art. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple connections there.
Good.
So it's that fine line between a little too raunchy, but racy enough to have.
Would you say more geared towards beautiful?
Yes.
That's the word I'd like to use.
Nice word.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful word.
Because I think, you know,
storytelling.
Yeah.
A hint of editorial.
Yeah.
A little mystery. With just enough sexiness to
and she never gets tired of you saying, let's take some pictures.
Not yet. I'm sure she will. She's the one pushing me, actually. We were driving from...
I could just say it like, honey, let's do some pictures. No, leave me alone. Okay,
we
never mind.
We were just driving from Orlando to West Palm Beach. We were visiting her family. I'm like, I'm so tired. And there's traffic and there are Mack trucks. And she'd bought these Mickey Mouse ears and Minnie Mouse shorts and at Epcot. And like, there was this giant field of green, and she's like, pull over. I'm like, and then want to, I'm grouchy, we pull over, and we made something freaking awesome. Beautiful. Like, so I'm lucky. I've got a good partner in crime.
Yeah.
For sure.
And it's fun too. Is like, I'll tell you what's really great about that is honestly, it's like, it's not about now. Who gives a fuck about now?
Right.
It's 10 years from now.
Yes.
20 years from now. When yes. you look back and you kind of go, the stories. Because
yeah.
it's that, I always say, it's the stupid song by Rod Stewart, Every Picture Tells a Story.
Yeah.
And it does.
Yeah.
And the stories get better as time goes on.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that was great. It was a great moment for you and her. But like, seriously, you'll like that moment even better in 10 years when
nicely
you look back.
Said. Nicely
because
said.
You will. It happens to me all the time. But you will look back and you'll go like, remember that time we pulled over to the side of the road? And here you are, you know, in Florida. And you'll be like, oh, yeah, that was really cool. And that was a really, like, it just gets better as it kind of simmers. Like Audrey, I've shot more pictures of Audrey than of anybody in my entire life.
Yeah.
I would say to compare, I would say like, say Ash, I have 60 some odd photo sets of.
Yeah.
Audrey, I have almost 300.
Amazing.
And most people don't even see, people see only, I'm not even saying 50% of what we've really done.
Right.
And we've traveled the world together. We've filmed, shot, did so many crazy things, got fucked up out of our heads.
Yeah.
Crazy shit. And we have video that we both swear that nobody will ever see because it's crazy. But it's like, now that we've been doing it for 10 years, we both laugh about it. We were just talking about it on Saturday. We both kind of laugh like, wow, we've documented our friendship, our relationship.
That's phenomenal.
Our fun. And I say to her, like, it's fun to look back on it. And,
yeah.
and I think that's with all of this. I always say that's with the whole thing with Julie Land. I get
yeah.
to look at the pictures, and most people look at it and go, oh, it's a pussy, it's a tits. And I'm like,
right.
no, I look at it and go, oh, that was that night when
yeah.
we did a bunch of blow and we were up till
yeah.
48 straight hours and shooting in a hotel room. You know,
yeah.
that's what I look at it as.
I totally feel you on that. Like, if I've taken any decent photos, if I have.
You have.
The ones that have any impact or the ones that people respond to are the moments in which something actually happened.
Right.
The word I made up for it is accidental glamour. It's like, yeah, I can make a beautiful setup with clothes and light
yeah.
and this and that and the great location. But when someone wipes the sweat off their brow and that's a real moment.
Right.
And I take that picture for some reason, that's the one people remember.
Yeah.
You know,
it is about those moments. It
yeah.
is about the moments. I think as a photographer, I think all us photographers kind of think about those moments. And I always say, like, then you're lucky enough to capture them.
Right.
And sometimes you miss them and you're, ugh, but
right.
next time I'll be ready.
All the girls, I've, you know, it's cool meeting you finally in person. All the girls who are many who've worked with you over the years.
They lied.
They've all lied.
don't believe anything.
You know, they always say, oh, yeah, he does whatever it takes to get you free and loose and in the mood to make something real.
Right.
And like, in my own experience, I don't do well when the model is over-prepared. I'm like, stop preparing.
Yeah, yeah.
Too much preparation. It's like, I want to do a good job. I'm like, no,
yeah.
I don't do a good job. Just show up.
Well, I have a technique. I'll share it with all the listeners. I have a technique I've developed for, I can't even tell you how many years. It's too depressing. And I'll give you some tips.
Shoot.
To the listeners.
Free tips.
To the
right
one of the photographer. So number one thing I tell the girls is A, not posing is posing.
Yep.
I tell every girl, I slap the porn star out of their head. I said, I don't want no glamour. I call it glambo photography, like
yeah.
Maxim stuff shit.
Yep.
I shot for that for years. It's boring as shit. So that's why I always say, if you look at my pictures, most of the time, the girl, I always say, tell the girls, be sad, be sad, be sad. I just tell them, be sad. I don't want you to, because to me, it's like, what is sexy? Like, I would ask you, what is sexy to you and a woman? Like,
yeah.
we both love women.
Yeah.
We both love to shoot them. We love
yeah.
to fuck them. You love
yeah.
to be around them.
Yeah.
I always say, they're my blessing. They're my curse. We love them and we love to hate them. And so my question is, what do you find sexy in a woman? What's this? And I always say, it ain't a pair of tits. It's not a pussy. For me, it's confidence.
Yeah.
And if you can look at my pictures, I always say it's a girl who can sit in front of me naked and just sit there with legs spread up and just say, in their head, they're saying, fuck you, Richard. Fuck you. This is me. And I'm like, yes.
I love that answer. My answer is related to yours. And I mean this in the most literal sense of the word. I think it's vulnerability.
Yeah.
The vulnerability to do what you just said, but also to also be sad, say.
When you say be honest.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And that's why I think porn, when you meet the porn girls that do porn all the time, they're so busy playing a character. They're playing Audrey. Audrey's playing Audrey when she does it. But with me, she's really Audrey. And I get to capture the real Audrey.
Yeah.
Same thing with Ash or Sav or whatever. I always tell them, just stop playing the games. Leave that outside. And let's just be, just goof off and let's have a good time.
Nice.
And my job is to capture it. But I tell them all the time, when it comes to posing, I always tell them, don't pose. Just stand there and stare at me. And I kind of warm them up. And that's why every girl I've ever shot, I do like a test shoot.
Oh.
Just to do one little simple shoot. And I get them, I always say it's for them to get used to me. I can get used to anybody. I can handle anyone at any time.
Right.
But it's them getting used to me, because they shoot with photographers and you know how it goes. Hey, baby, work it. Make love to the camera. Baby, be hot. Oh, yeah, grab your tits. Oh, you're sexy. Yeah, yeah, go, baby, go. It's like,
Right.
And, you know, it's like they go, okay, really? And they do that. And that's what they get paid to do. And that's what the companies want. But I'm not that. Like, yeah. I think I always say that's why my work has taken years for people to get used to.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning, nobody liked my work.
Maybe they didn't even know what it was. Like,
they didn't. No, they didn't. I was shooting.
What is this dude's vision?
Shooting. I remember the first J girl was Nautica Thorne, who I love to death.
Yeah.
You're out there, Nautica. And I remember shooting her against White. And people were like, what the fuck? Why are you shooting her against? Where's the, you know, it should be in a living room, right, in a house in the valley.
Fire. Where's the fireplace?
Yeah. And I was telling people, like, that's not my style. I'm Avedon. I'm thinking, what would Avedon do if he started shooting porn?
Yep.
When I started Julie Land,
yep.
When I started Julie Land, I went to these meetings with people. Julie and I would go talk to people just to do homework and find out what we were getting into.
Right.
And they'd say, well, what's Julie Land going to be? And I said to every one of them, if Harper's Bazaar, W, and Vogue got together and said, let's do porn,
yep,
it's Julie Land.
Great answer.
And they'd look at me and go, and of course, these people in porn going, what's Harper's Bazaar? And I go like, shut the fuck up, go away. Like, you don't know, if you don't know what Harper's Bazaar is.
It's one of the reasons why I do like having relationships with the adult industry girls, and there are pluses and minuses to it, but one of the pluses to me is, yeah, sure, I've worked for almost all the large porn companies, and I'll do their style.
Right.
I'll show up, of course, and I'll be a robot.
Like I said,
and
I have too.
And I'll take the paycheck, and thank you, and I hate it.
Got to pay the bills.
Yep, and I'll go home, and then, but I meet the girls, and then I'll say, hey, let's do our own stuff on our own time.
Exactly.
And you forge that relationship, and it's awesome.
No, it is. I always tell people, my first porn star shoot, I had shot a bunch of naked girls for many years. I've been shooting naked girls since I was 17.
I thought you were going to say seven.
Started shooting girls when I was 12, by the way. I was chasing models at 12 years old. They were older women.
Ugh. Right.
But my first porn star shoot, my friend set it up for me. I won't name her name because I don't think she's still... I know she's not around. I don't even know if she's alive. But I remember just, you know, up to that point, I'd never really shot a girl with her legs open. I never shot a girl really touching herself or doing anything sexual. I was always just Mr. Artsy Fartsy. I was trying to be, you know, Robert Mapplethorpe.
Yep.
Kind of, ooh, body escapes and that
boring
shit, which I find so boring.
Yeah.
So I remember just saying to her, like, and you know, like that, I remember telling, I just remember, and I told, and Julie knows all about this whole thing. I remember telling Julie, like, I just said to her, like, hey, can you stick your finger in your pussy? And her response was, just one. And I just remember hearing that, and like, I've heard like angels sing. Boo! And I was like, oh, I'm going to love this. Yeah, do two. Do two. And then she was like, okay, now three.
Now that we think about it.
Yeah. Let's do this some more. Okay, how about this one? And then I just like, it opened up this can of worms of like, how about this? Now try this. Like, bend over, stick this. Like, I just went, and I was like, oh my God, that's so great. I knew right then and there. And that's why I always tell people, up to that point, though, you're shooting girls that don't want to get naked. Get embarrassed if you see a tit.
Right.
You know, and you're like, oh, really? That's what I love about porn stars. They walk around, they're naked. There's nothing. I always say to every girl I've ever shot, there's nothing I can ask them to do they already haven't done times 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really, if I tell Phoenix Marie, hey, Phoenix Marie, stick, you know, a finger in your ass, like, really? She laughs at me. That's it? Just one finger? She'll laugh
it's
me out of
that. It's that attitude and
the freedom?
Freedom is the right word that attracted me to the adult world. There's a lot challenging about it, but I came from the downtown theater world, where it was very sort of post-punk rock, and that kind of energy, they're very related.
Yeah, very much so.
They're very related, so I was like, they're the same.
Right.
And I ended up doing theater. It was got too precious and too stuffy, and I wanted to still stay alive with kind of a rock and roll, loose, free energy. Yeah.
So my question is this then, too, is like, what do you... I don't even know how to say this. I'm trying to figure out the exact way to say this, but I guess I want to say, like, how do you, don't you think acting is a lot to do with this? Because I'm not an actor. I know, definitely. I just know lots of actors. And the one thing about really good actors is they kind of let themselves go. Like they can, when they get into a character, it's like, you know, Bob is not Bob anymore. He is that character. And it's that ability to just like be honest and let it go and not be embarrassed.
I always say, especially like a girl will see my work and might really like it and want to work with me. And I like working with fewer girls now, the girls that I really like.
Quality over quantity.
Right. But if someone's new, I'm like, okay, if you want to work with me, this is how the day is going to go.
Yeah.
Please don't model, like you say, but there's no modeling.
Yeah.
If anything, the exact words I use are like, if anything, I'm going to encourage you to think like an actor.
Right.
That is, you're in a character.
Right.
And that character is going to experience a variety of things. Yeah. It's all truthful and free and loose.
Exactly.
Yeah, I literally use those very words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's important because I just think that I always say, I'm not a big fan of actors. I have lots of actor friends and I give them shit for it.
Same.
I always say actors are people in search of character because they don't have any.
Yeah.
So, but I do always tell them, I give you guys major respect for like having that ability to be not worried about being embarrassed, not worried about, in a sense, anything, and they just be free. And that's same thing with porn stars I found was this ability to be like, I'm spreading my legs. Here's my pussy. I'm sticking my finger here, this, that, sticking this in my ass. And there's this like, there's no hangups.
Yeah, I can only imagine it's the same with you. When it happens in front of you, like when your subject or the girl is doing it, it's like holy grail. You're like, better catch up because it's happening now.
Yeah, another thing I've said for years too is like I always say to the girls, do your thing, and if I miss it, it's fucking on me, and I'll beat myself up. Like I missed this incredible opportunity. Phoenix Marie was making out with Ash, and I might miss something. And you're like, oh, that's on me, and right. Take responsibility. I fucked up and I missed it. So that's why I say, no matter what state of mind I am in, I have to be able to capture. Yeah. So I always tell people, like, that's why I never get really screwed up. A lot of it's just legends. but it's more like I don't screw up. So my question is, let me get you, put you on the spot.
Go ahead.
Besides your girlfriend, who else do you like to shoot? Let's drop some names.
Who do I like to shoot? Jesus.
Around here, we always say, who doesn't annoy you that much?
I really like shooting Ash. I really do. She's got that kind of energy that you just want to. She'll always bring something cool.
Yep.
As you know, I shot Sovereign for many years.
She's amazing.
I'm very happy to have done that. There's Shay. Even before I was dating Shay, she was really one of my favorite models.
Awesome.
Because she works like an actress. And then there's a bunch of actors who are willing to get naked. That I like. I also like Phoenix Ascani a little to shoot too. She's got some rawness too.
She's a little edgy.
She's a little edgy. She has something there.
So my question is, what's your dream shoot? If God comes down, knocks on the door and says, you could shoot anyone, anywhere, anytime, what's your dream shoot?
Oh man.
That's Angelina Jolie.
You know,
naked running down the beach.
I think we all get celebrity crushes, but it's not something I would pursue. I think I would take people I already know and work with and be given access to space and location.
Mm.
Spanish colonial village in the Philippines. Some busted huts in Morocco. Like, take me places, give me access to tell stories there. That's my dream show.
Okay.
Access to cool places. I'm always asking the girls, who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know?
And you know, rule number one in Hollywood, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
It's who you know.
And it's not who you know, it's who you blow.
True that.
Very true. And as Rodney Dangerfield said it best, you don't know the people I fucked to get to where I am today. Oh, all God. The wrong ones.
Awesome.
My dream shoot is Lady Gaga, locked in a hotel room with an 8-ball.
Jesus.
I always say that.
You couldn't go wrong.
I know.
Like,
I've tweeted her and I've said, hey, baby, you and I, we could have some fun.
You make some magic.
I know. I just, she doesn't get me. She doesn't I think she's afraid. Now that she's engaged,
she's gonna fight the fear.
Yeah, exactly. So where do we find you?
Two places, three places. You can go to Darling House, Darling my last name, house.net.
Why is it a .net? I always wanted to know that. Can you get .com?
No, it was some asshole took it. I'm waiting. For that moment when they do nothing with it and snag it up.
Good, good.
You could find me letter J, letter M, JM Darling.
Okay.
On Twitter. And lastly, on Instagram, it's instagram.com/Joshua_Darling.
Awesome. And do you try to shoot as often as you can, basically?
I do, yeah. You know, it comes in fits and starts. Sometimes they're super productive, and then you need to go and make a bunch of money in real life, and then that money will go back into your creative right. projects. But it's starting to even out now, and more I'm getting hired. I don't know when this happened to your to you in your career, but it did, obviously, to shoot the way you want as opposed to shooting
what everybody else wants.
Yeah. I know. So that's happening more and more now, and that's both cool and exciting and also frightening too. You're like, are you sure you want this?
I've had this quote for 30 years now. I always tell people that when I talk about dream shoots, I always say the day that a client calls me up and says, you can shoot what you want, when you want, how you want,
right?
And we're going to pay you a shitload of money, and it's your the perfect subject, like everything you were, the your favorite crew, everything's there. I always say the day I get that phone call, I walk outside and I get hit by a bus.
Right.
I just know it.
You drop the mic and you are the mic.
Exactly. Well, thank you for joining me here on Photo Boy.
I'm thrilled, man. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. I'm going to have you back at some point. Anytime. We have to have you back with bring Shay, and we'll have you with Mo. And
that sounds like a good time.
You know, and maybe get Sherry down here or something like that.
That'd be a blast. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you. Thank you for listening, everybody. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.